When I was in high school, at that point I was a sophomore, I needed to go to a retreat as I was performing for confirmation. And the retreat we went to is called TEC, Together Encountering Christ. Now, I did not want to go to that retreat. I was a sophomore, junior, had a lot of different things I would rather do, but we had to go. Not only myself and other friends, but my mother was there. Imagine what my thought would be then as well. I came and they gave a talk right away after some icebreaker games, and one of the things they said was, we have 3 days, and here are the days, the names of the days. The first day is Die Day. I'm like, well, that's a wonderful way to start the retreat. It's Die Day. Are we literally going to be killed? I mean, what are we doing at this retreat here? They call the first day Die Day. The second day was Rise Day. And the third, Go Day. I know some of you remember having techs here, which I never knew about until I came to visit up here. On the first day, they offered an opportunity to go to confession on Die Day. And that was the process. That's why they did that. You know, for me, that was probably my third or fourth confession in my life. Until I went to a retreat with kids my same age. They're also kind of confused and scared and nervous. I mean, I was nervous to go to confession. I was just almost scared to death. No pun intended of the day. And I remember going to a priest, again, first time for many years. When I came out, I just felt peaceful. The love and mercy and compassion, and to do that and to watch the other siblings, brothers and sisters that did the same thing. It's like in the whole group, there was a whole gift from the Holy Spirit of peace and love and joyfulness. Listen to one of the verses we had heard on that day. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. We had that day a die day, to be taught that we have to live our own lives on the ground before it can have fruit. And the word to listen about this verse, the word is to think about love. Each of us, no matter where we are in our families, for our jobs, or in high school, we must be like the grain that can fall on the ground to love someone that is not us. The definition of love is to willing the good of the other. That's what we learned on Die Day. Because that's what Jesus will do. And really, that's what we are in Lent. You know, that camp, it was 3 days and it was just perfect. Which days were called and why? Well, it's exactly because of our calendar in our liturgy. We are in that die day, if you will, to repent, to go to confession, be faithful, to offer almsgivings and prayers and fast. Another great verse, the first reading we heard today. I will make a new covenant. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God and they shall be my people. that God has written His law on your heart. And to receive that, we need to convert. Metanoia, which means change. To be back to God. So how are you? How's it going during Lent? How can you continue to have a metanoia in your heart so that you can turn back to God? Also, another cool phrase that we heard it on that retreat and we still hear it today at church. The Paschal mystery of Jesus Christ. As we're walking into the last week, as we'll come into Holy Week, about a week from now, a week from this day, we'll have the Holy Day. And Jesus will be in a Paschal mystery. Paschal, which means either the Passover or the Eucharist. And we come in that Holy Week to know that we are still going forward to witness again Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection to heaven. And then we came and come to Easter. Interesting again, that retreat, that was Die Day. And the Rise Day came second. So we as students, we held experience in our own lives this Die Day. We went to confession, we received joyfulness and thinking, thank God I went to confession, it's been a while. And then the next day to rejoice with each other as brothers and sisters and learn what does it mean to have Jesus that gives His life to us today. That what He gave on the cross, He gives to us at every Mass. We celebrate every Sunday Mass, a Rise Day. And then in this retreat, we had the third day. We had to leave. They called it Go Day. In our life today, we will have that as well. I love again the connection between that small retreat and our calendar. That these 3 days, Lent, the Die Day, Easter, the Rise Day, and Go Day. That's when the Holy Spirit comes upon the disciples and we receive the Holy Spirit to go and proclaim the good news. Let's think of these small words and phrases about metanoia. How do we change? The Paschal mystery, what are we chewing for those words? How about the sections that we go through Lent, and then Easter, the Pentecost? And where are you right now? And right now, speak to your Savior to know what His mission is for you today and tomorrow and this week.